perception, it's probably more than 75% success. But the exact number are not known yet, because for that you have to count and to know all the missiles which had been reached the area and how many of them had been intercepted. And at least I don't have the numbers.
Major General, why can it not be 100%? Why do some of the missiles get through?
Because nothing is 100%, not your car, not my car, not the aeroplane that you fly in, not the shuttle to the moon. Nothing is 100%.
Pakistan, China, and Russia are sending cargo planes with aid to Iran. Can they change the status quo?
No. Everything which is coming now to Iran will be operational within, I don't know, weeks or months. It's not something that you send to someone and immediately he knows how to use it. So the influence on the current situation will be minimal. For the long range, Iran will try to rebuild its capability based on their relations with Russia and China, no question.
The Israeli government ministers were a short time ago briefed by the cabinet secretary, who said that the U.S. is assisting Israel in defense, and we will know later if they'll join us in the attack. What's your sense? Do you think the Americans are going to openly assist Israel?
I don't know. They are assisting us in the defense side. They have a unit of anti-missile missiles here in Israel. It's very active. About taking a part in the offensive side, I don't think that the Americans know.
Khamenei has ordered attacks on civilian targets in Israel. But my question to you is more about how precise are the Iranian missiles? Because we've been receiving reports not to publish where the missiles land, because obviously the Iranian side is following that. If the Iranian side has to rely on journalists and the Israeli population to tell them where the missiles land, it suggests that they don't have very precise missiles.
No, it doesn't say anything about that.
Okay.
It means that they don't have a good intelligence for the BDA, for understanding where they succeeded and where they failed. It doesn't say anything about the accuracy of their missiles.
How accurate are their missiles?
Because I don't know what were the targets, and I don't have all the information where they landed. I don't have any clue about that.
How worried are you that Khamenei is ordering attacks on civilian targets in Israel?
I'm not afraid. It's not to worry me. It means that he is desperate. It means that he understands that he cannot reach the strategic targets, and he now is going for the easy ride. It's a bad news for him. It's not a good news for us, because we don't want that our citizens will be targeted, but it is a very bad news for Iran.
Major General, what's your sense of how the whole operation is going so far?
So far, I think that the planners of the operation are satisfied. We are very sad and sorry about the casualties that we have, but we knew that will be casualties, and there is a price that we are ready to pay for preventing Iran from having the nuclear capability.
And what is your sense on the Fordo site? A lot of questions around whether Israel can actually eliminate the site without American assistance, or potentially whether Israel has to send forces in on the ground to deal with that.
We cannot eliminate the project. What we can do is to postpone and to have more time to be better prepared, and maybe to convince the world to act. We know, and we are not naive to think that we can eliminate it. And what we try to achieve is more time and to postpone as long as possible the attempt of the Iranians to have nuclear military capability. And if there be a need, after a few years, if we see that they continue, we'll have to attack again.
You talk about seeing how the world responds. Britain is reportedly sending warplanes to the area. And there were also reports of France coming on board. Are you encouraged that the Western world, at least, will come to Israel's support?
Every help is welcomed. And it will be easier for us to defend Israel with such an help. But we didn't put our plans, and we didn't count on this help when we calculated the risks before the decision was taken. But every help from all around the world is more than welcome.
And Major General, the strike was obviously aimed at military infrastructure in Iran. But was there an element of psychological deterrence and regional signaling on Israel's side?
I think that the whole attack is very important for the region and for the world. The aggressiveness of Iran should be stopped. And the world didn't make what was needed to do to stop the Iranians. And if after this attack, the Iranians understand the aggressiveness is not leading them any good future, and that will be stopped, that will be a very important achievement, not just for Israel, but for the region and the world.
And what do you expect from the Iran side, from the regime side? Do you expect them to escalate, to rally internally, or to seek face-saving diplomacy? Although they did say this morning, they said this morning they don't want to have any more meetings.
I don't know.
That's an honest answer.
I don't have expectations. I hope that we succeed to degrade their nuclear military capability. Other than that, it's their decision.
That's Major General Yaakov Amidror from the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies. Thank you for sharing your insight with us.